The scripture reading is 1 Timothy 2:4. 1 Timothy 2:4. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, and 10,000 grand churches and cooperating churches all over the world, and those who are attending this service via internet and the satellite in different parts of the world, and GCN viewers and Sunday school students. This morning, I will tell you about the providence for the end time, which is the first prayer title of the year 2013. Obeying the word of God, after the kickoff meeting of the new year, I will go to the mountain to pray for weeks. Therefore, I will deliver messages on the prayer titles of the new year earlier than previous years. I will talk about the second prayer title during the upcoming Friday online service, the third prayer title in the following Sunday morning service, and the fourth during the new year day service. Dear brothers and sisters, the first prayer title for the year 2013 is the providence for the end time. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Our Father God is the God of love, who truly desires all men to be saved. Certain denomination say that only people who were predestined can be saved. There's no things like this in the Bible. It is God's love that everybody wants to be saved and everybody knows the truth. Yet not everyone can be saved, but God the Father set up this church to save as many souls as possible in this end time. As I talk about the providence for the end time, I hope you can understand the duty of this church as well as your own respective role. Therefore, in the name of the Lord, I implore all of you to participate to fully accomplish God the Father's providence for the end time. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God the Father has the providence of end time that He wants to accomplish through this church. That is, God the Father wants to reveal His heart to save man-men, meaning all nations or all the people, through this church. That's why He named this church, Manmin Church. Since I went to seminary college at the age of 37, I prepared to open a church even from the time I was a freshman. I especially prayed to God for the church to be named by God Himself. So I just waited when I was a freshman and a sophomore praying. But there was no answer. So I thought to myself, oh, God didn't give me a name for the church. So I just tried to put the name to the church. So I tried to call the church the Church of Love. And right before announcement, God gave me the name of the church. 3 years later, not long before I started this church, God gave me the answer. God said, name the church, Manmin Church. When God called me as a servant of God, He said, you will cross the mountains, rivers, and seas to show to all nations by signs and wonders that I'm the living God. And He told me to become a big vessel to preach the gospel to all nations. He also said, when the time comes and you go on a pilgrimage, you will understand why I gave you this name, Manmin. On my first pilgrimage in 1989, as I went to Gethsemane, I came to know why He said so. At Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to fulfill the providence of the cross and save all people and nations until His sweat became drops of blood falling to the ground. on the very place I saw the church, Manmin Church, which was called the Church of All Nations. You can see the Church of All Nations in the video clip now. So many countries in the world gathered together to build this church. That's why it's called the Church of All Nations. How touching and amazing it was. So, right after that, the sanctuary, the building, is the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus prayed. When I went to Garden of Gethsemane in 1989, I could find a lot of big trees, but I couldn't find it when I visited next time. They developed it. In 1989, there were a lot of rocks and trees, but later they developed it. God the Father sent His only one and only Son, Jesus, as an atoning sacrifice to save all nations and all people. And to fulfill His providence during the end time, He set up this church and named it Manmin Church. At the beginning of the church, we named the church Manmin Church, but since we expected to have many branch churches, we renamed it Manmin Central Church. And now, this church has over 10,000 branch and associating churches. As you can see, the providence that the Father God would accomplish through this church was already contained in the name of this church. The great providence to save not only Manmin members, but all peoples of the world, was already in the Father's heart. Dear brothers and sisters, God the Father says that it's now the time to honestly unfold the providence for the end time, which has been kept in His heart. In a sense, God was making pre-preparations so far. To honestly unfold the providence to save all people is to begin extensive spiritual warfare. A competent general makes through preparations before a battle. No matter how brave you are, you cannot win victories in war with only bravery. First of all, you must prepare good weapons first. In addition, your soldiers should be well-trained. In Joseon Dynasty, 500 years, it was destroyed so easily. Why? Because they didn't have soldiers that were well-trained, and they didn't have good weaponry. They just had some sword and spear, etc. But Japan had a rifle ready. That's why they couldn't compete with the Japanese army. When we had a Japanese invasion in 1592, Joseon Dynasty couldn't defeat the Japanese army because they had a very strong weapon. In the times of Daewon-gun, we didn't have much progress in military weaponry. That's why we couldn't defeat the Japanese army. And the Korean soldiers were not trained well. So the queen tried to get some money and send it to China and try to get some weaponry. But Japanese knew already. And they should be able to handle the weapon skillfully, and they should be able to understand the strategy as well. Moreover, they should be ready to obey at the command of their officers. That is, military discipline should be well established. On top of this, they should be confident to surely win a victory. The same applies to spiritual warfare. to the extent you have a great desire to save souls, you should prepare yourself thoroughly. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." And the next verse, 13, says, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." How has God the Father prepared us to accomplish the providence for the end time through this church? First, He equipped us with the highest level of tools for saving souls. To save souls, what is the most necessary tool? It is the Word of Life. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says, "The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." The offensive weapon that penetrates the wicked scheme of the enemy, devil, and Satan is the Word of God. As a spiritual warrior going out onto the spiritual battlefield, you must arm yourself with the Word of God in spirit. That is, you not only must understand the Word, but you must also live by the Word. Only then can you be spiritually confident and go to fight without fear. Even in a fleshly sense, it is said that a master swordman must be one with his sword. A spiritual warrior should be also one with the sword of the Word. Even in this country, there has been the master swordsman, the best swordman. For example, this man must be one with his sword. So if he is surrounded by enemy, and there are enemies in front of him, behind him, and both sides of him, and they attack with a sword, then this best swordsman should defend himself from the attacks from each direction and attack them. So he just acts just as he harbored in his heart in a very short period of time. That's why he's called the best swordsman. It's not easy for the people to kill him, assassin him. He just avoids the attacks because he's the best swordsman. Likewise, the best swordsman is one with his sword. And we ourselves should be one with the Word of God. If somebody just asks us to consult, then we should be reminded of the Word of God immediately. It's all the same with the sermon. If we are asked to preach, then we must be reminded of the Word of God immediately, and we should preach. By the way, the Word of God is the bread of life which we feed to the souls that we should save. Then Amos chapter 8, verse 11 says, "There will be a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord in the end time." And Amos chapter 8, verse 12 to 13 says, "People will stagger from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint from thirst." That's why in this church, to prepare for this time, I've been emphasizing for last 10 years to prepare yourself with the Word of God. So at least more than one verse a day, you should memorize it, and you should read the more than one chapter. I've been emphasizing it for last 10 years, and those who obey this word are so much blessed. For example, the minister Hwang Geum-nan, everybody knows her now because she obeyed and she devoted herself to memorize this one verse a day, and she worked hard to read the Bible. That's why we will award her the plaque of appreciation this year, because her influence is so great. And she's going to visit the Holy Land. We cannot give thanks enough to her by just awarding a plaque of appreciation. She just obeyed the words, and it is the blessing. Servants of God, the Levites, and the elders, if you obeyed in this way, then I believe that there are so many men of spirit among you. If you just obeyed, then most of you are wealthy and healthy only if you have obeyed. For myself, I always look what's in the future when I planned and when I mentioned something. I just plan everything considering the time Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, comes again. I gave countless fasting and prayers to God, and God the Father gave to this church the fivefold gospel of sanctification. So Reverend Dong Cho Shin explained to you through the sermon titled The Fivefold Gospel. It was not by accident, but by the plan of God, man. But in 1980, God told me to establish the denomination based upon the fivefold gospel of sanctification. I was curious at the time when I heard it from God, how I could establish the denomination and prepare the fivefold gospel of sanctification. But I believe, because it was the word of God. And as time went by, I found out that it was accomplished, just as God said. God knew that I wouldn't betray the denomination I belonged before. That's why God worked in this way. The former denomination just dismissed me from the position of pastor and established the new denomination naturally. I couldn't think of betraying the former denomination, even though there were a lot of problems in their administration. So you understand all the details. If you have read the newspaper, Christian newspaper, which carried the story. So God worked in that way. God changed the situation and circumstances so that we could naturally establish denomination. And this end time, people are starving, not because of food or water, but because of the word of God. People are starving and dying. That's why God gave us the name Manmin, all the people, all nations, and gave us the word of God, the word of life, for last 3 years, and we have been establishing it, we have been publishing it as books, and we have been translating it into different languages. I believe that it was about 80 books, and it has been translated into different languages and spread out to the whole world. So the people in the whole world can hear about the fivefold gospel through this kind of books and through a GCN, Global Christian Network Broadcasting Ministry, and WCDN, World Christian Medical Doctors Network, and their activities. And even through evangelical meetings and crusades, the fivefold gospel are being spread out to the whole world. He has abundantly given this church the words to restore dying souls, the words to bless your souls to prosper, and the words to make all things go well with you on earth, as well as to reach the highest glory in heaven. In addition, he also gave the power to prove that the fivefold gospel of sanctification is truly the word of God. Without the power of God, people cannot believe. When there is a signs and wonders and manifestation of the power of God, people can believe that what we preach is the truth. And there are so many things in my preaching that cannot be believed by human science or logics, etc. The salty seawater became sweet water when I prayed remotely, and thousands the dragonflies came down from heaven. So those who don't believe these kind of things, when they hear it, and they think that it's kind of lie. And Dr. Lee is telling a lie or something. But those who have come to this church and experienced this kind of phenomenon, they understood and they believe. They believe that it's true. It's not lie. It's true. They have seen, actually, that so many dragonflies have come down from heaven, and they just sat down on the bodies of church members. Not only 1 year or 2 years, but every year. And even the change of weather and everything. Even the media now admit that it's true. Because we have this kind of signs and wonders and the manifestation of the power of God, this word of God spread out to the whole world. As God gave me the power that belongs to God, I've been able to manifest countless signs and wonders. Additionally, this church has fervent prayers and gracious praises that enable the saved souls to maintain the fullness of the Holy Spirit and to increase their faith. So people, even outside this church, after hearing the man in praise, mentioned that the praise of man is very clean and pure. Let's think about the worldly songs, the music, I mean pop songs. I on purpose try to listen to it. And I found that so many, I mean the words, the love, I could find so many times in the words of the worldly songs. So the listeners of worldly songs are listening the word love so frequently, because the word love is used in almost all of the worldly songs. What about the tear of Mokpo? Or moonlight in the Shilla? Can you hear the word love? Anyway, the worldly songs says they used the word love in their words. But man-made praise, the words are so clean, so pure. So all linked to the word of God, the love of God, and the hope for heaven, and the things which purifies our soul and our heart. So when we praise, the man-made praise, then we're going to be purified that much, and we can feel the peace in our heart. And the deaconess Chang Mihi Chang from Italy said that the man-made prayers are so pure. Here, Moreover, this church already found an initial way to go out for world mission through 12 overseas crusades and the 3-year long ministry in Israel. Without this kind of crusades, the gospel of holiness, gospel of the fivefold gospel of sanctification cannot be spread out to the whole world. We just had a 12 overseas crusades, but we are known to the whole world. It was the work of God. Otherwise, it's not possible. Only through 12 times of overseas crusades, the people in the world came to know about Man Min Church and myself. Because God worked in that way with the miraculous signs and wonders, the different parts of the world are receiving this word of God, the fivefold gospel of sanctification, and a lot of the TV stations, I mean Christian TV stations, are broadcasting my sermons and these programmings. And through booklets, when we just published the our books, even the people in India refused to produce, publish it or distribute it. But now, so many different publishers in different countries want to publish our books. We experienced it at NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and other Christian conventions, including COICOM in Latin America. So in this way, my books are published and translated in different languages. And it's spread through WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network, and Manmin News also are published and spread out to many countries. Because Manmin Church is known through the overseas crusade with the miraculous signs and wonders, they are receiving it and they want to receive it. Friday night, one of the church members came to see me. He was a lieutenant, policeman, police officer, I mean. We have about 11 police officers, lieutenant, including him, was graduated from police academy. And he said, I just have been listening to the sermon of Dr. Lee through internet, and I wanted to register this church. That's why I came and registered. Likewise, these messages are spreading to the whole world. And we found the possibility for the worldwide parish through the broadcasting and publishing ministries. Dear brothers and sisters, God the Father allowed this church to be equipped in these ways with the best instruments to save souls. Comparing this with preparation for war, it is just as you are being armed with various state-of-art weapons. And also you have miraculous signs and wonders. However, what if soldiers cannot handle this weapon well, or they are physically weak? What if soldiers fall into disorder, and what if they don't move systematically? Such an army cannot win victory in a warfare. They are useless soldiers. It is the same with spiritual warfare. That's why, secondly, God the Father helped you grow up spiritually to completely accomplish the providence of the end time. So I have taught you with the words of God. But because you didn't have a word of God, you came to have a difficulty and a hard time, and you were scattered in 1998 when we had some difficulties. Many church members left at that time with a trivial issue. Even though broadcasting station broadcasted a strange programming about the Manmin Church, but if you have had a word of God, then you could stand firm and you could pray for the senior pastor. Why? Because the God protected and guaranteed the senior pastor with the signs and wonders and the evidences that he was with the senior pastor. But now you are well trained and you wicked with the words of God and you have become the man of spirit and you are standing on the rock of faith. That's why we are becoming the very strong army. That's why, since God the Father knew how important it is, He has allowed this church to ride on a rapid flow of spirit since 2010. The flow of spirit came in like a huge wave, and it has flowed like a strong current. Those who faithfully kept their faith were able to ride on the rapid flow of spirit well to make quick spiritual growth. This morning, a family came to see me into my office and confessed. We just registered in 1998, and we experienced the MBC event in 1999, but we just obeyed what you said, Senior Pastor, because I just asked you not to watch any strange programming or false the articles, etc. And they said that that's why we were blessed so much, and the husband was blessed to become the elder next year. I got the one short message from the one of the newly elected servants of God. I was a student at that time, but I just fought against the teacher when teacher criticized the church. I'm a student attending the Manmin Church, but what the broadcasting company, NBC, broadcasted was not true. And as a result, the teacher just excused the class, and this student was blessed, and finally this student became the servant of God. If you just try to hide yourself when you had that kind of difficulties, it's a kind of coward. The early church members, they just were martyred, keeping their faith. How could you hide the truth that you are attending the Manmin Church and what the broadcasting company broadcasted was not true? Those who faithfully, on the other hand, there were members who were overturned, broken, and smashed when they faced a rapid flow of spirit. They were those alike the outward appearance who committed so many sins and acted in unrighteousness. By that time, I felt deeply responsible for them as the shepherd and gave intercessory prayers by staking my life as security for the members who wanted to repent. Then, God the Father had great mercy of forgiveness on them. He also gave you the longing heart for spirit. So in 2011, you voluntarily armed yourself with the word and you came to have a heart that enjoys prayer. It was the evidence that you truly longed for sanctification. As recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." As a result, this church made a splendid achievement to have a total of 34 men of spirit and of whole spirit in 2011. In addition, so many have passed the rock of faith and have come close to spirit. Even this year, 2012, your faith made great growth. There are more numbers who passed the rock of faith, and 8 more members came into spirit to make it a total now of 42. The flow of spirit, we have 267 members who just stood on the rock of faith and in the level of spirit. The flow of spirit in 2012 was somewhat different from that of the year 2011. Your faith grew up sharply in 2011, but grew up slowly in 2012. Some of you made a great progress, but the general growth in faith was less rapid than in 2011. It was because God the Father led a flow of spirit so that you could strengthen your faith in 2012. As he said to me, when it is close to the year's end, that he tested how truthful your trust and love for your shepherd really was. Once again, in this year 2012, this church faced a real-world difficulty. Seemed that God the Father's word of promise was slow to be fulfilled. In such a situation, God the Father watched you, whether you believed the shepherd's words as the word of God or doubted it. Those who doubted what happened in the past and what's happening now, didn't believe or put trust in the shepherd, even though senior pastor prophesied many things and it came to pass, but they didn't believe the shepherd. That's why they were not able to stand on the rock of faith. I never told you that the finance would come into us at the specific date or specific day or specific time. I told you only the proper time. It's all the same with God when we read the Bible. When God said something, it was accomplished. After 70 years, sometimes it took 70 years and a couple of years and even 400 years to accomplish what God said. And to enter into the land of Canaan. And for Moses, it took about 40 years for them to enter into the land of Canaan. Did God not keep his promise? No, it was not the proper time. Because their faith was not enough to receive the answer from God. They were not able to be blessed if they just enter into the land of Canaan without faith. Even God wanted them to be sanctified even physically, I mean, outwardly. For example, even though they had intention to kill somebody, but they didn't do it outwardly, then that's what I mentioned, the sanctification outwardly. But now we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit. So we need to be sanctified spiritually. We need to remove the sin in our heart, and we need to accomplish the righteousness in our heart. We must be, if our heart is sanctified, then our thought is also sanctified. And that is true sanctification, and they are the true children. That's why God has worked in this way. In this church, in order to have a complete faith and sanctification in our heart. They are the people who are the true children of God and who are able to enter into a better place in heavenly kingdom. It is a great blessing. Without this kind of training, we cannot think of even standing on the rock of faith. Otherwise, we just are just saved and enter into the paradise. But would you like to say amen if I ask you to enter into the second kingdom of heaven? No. Most of you want to enter into New Jerusalem. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 22 says, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he didn't waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. What is righteousness? So if you have not believed in the shepherd and doubted, it's far away from righteousness. While you are doing in this way, saying that I have not stood on the rock of faith, how can you stand on the rock of faith if you didn't believe in the what shepherd said and doubted? God called Abraham at the age of 75 and promised him an amazing blessing. Therefore, Abraham could get his son Isaac, the seed of promise, at the age of 100. After a long time, God just gave him what he had promised. So God had seen his faith till the end. So God promised when I was 75 years old, but it's now after 10 years and 15 years, and there's no hope. No, Abraham didn't do so. Abraham didn't doubt it, but believed it till the end. And I myself also believed what God said. That's why it was accomplished finally. God doesn't work for the people who don't believe but doubt. Yet the word of blessing that God gave to Abraham at the age of 75 was true. It was never an exaggeration or a wrong promise. God could have kept the promise when Abraham was 76 or 77. But why did he keep it at his age of 100? The blessing that God would give to Abraham was not just receiving offspring. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, God said to Abraham, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." It applies to me as well. God didn't need to train me in this way if I just only build a Canaan sanctuary with the help of the kings. But that's not the whole will of God. That's just a part of the will of God. He has a greater, far greater will. In order to accomplish that will, God trained me in this way to listen to the original voice. The finance, we need a huge amount of finance to accomplish God's will, God's providence, which is so great through this church. That's why we need a financial blessing, and God is opening the way. From the moment God called Abraham, God already had such a grand plan as this for him. It was to make Abraham become a blessing so that all the families of the earth could be blessed through Abraham. Since Abraham understood such a providence of God, he obeyed as God guided him. After passing the test of offering his only son Isaac as a burnt offering, he eventually was recognized as righteous by God and became the father of faith. The promise that God made with Abraham was fulfilled. But the Father wants you to have such a faith as this, such a faith as this. This is the faith that you believe in hope against hope, the faith that you never doubt the word of promise in any given situation. So the same with Jacob. He was trained such a long time. He believed the promise of God till the end, and finally he accomplished it. 20 years of trials and testing. He could pass. Especially, God wants you to trust the shepherds so that you can believe and obey the shepherd's word as the word of God. At the same time, God wants you to become one with the shepherd in love. The love is true only when you show your love in deeds and truthfulness, not just with your lips alone. Those who truly love God and truly love the shepherd will naturally want to share the burden of the shepherd together with him. Many people are confessing that I love you, senior pastor. They confessed 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Even now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and now, those who confessed in that way, I love you, senior pastor. When did they obey what the senior pastor said? I said, no, they committed even sin leading to death, and they made me sorrow and made me difficult. But they said, even now, they are saying that I love you, senior pastor. They should be my console and my help, my support. They made me just to cry and pray months, but still they said, they are saying, I love you. But most of you are not doing so now. They don't care about their interests, but they try to become strength with all their heart and mind. Father God said that there has been no other year than year 2012 for the last 30 years when your hearts were gathered so. There were so many of you gathered your hearts and minds to become strength to your shepherd. So now God the Father trusted you and your confession. Then the shepherd and members were bound by the cord of love that no one can break. Year 2012 was such a year of blessing like this. But the Father measured each individual's trust and love. And according to the measure, He gave you the spiritual faith from above. Especially those workers of faith could receive many capabilities in the flow of Spirit in 2012. As they gathered their hearts and wisdom and passed the difficulties, they are now equipped with capabilities to lead the era of Canaan Sanctuary. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the more men of Spirit we have in this church, the more completely we can accomplish the providence for the end time. In the end time, sin and evil are so rampant in the whole world that it is so dark. In this time, this church should arise and shine the light. So God is working for us to shine the light. So miraculously, in 1999, when the MBC accident happened, we were criticized as a heretic. And a lot of Korean missionaries hindered us when we tried to have a crusade in overseas. Always we just glorified God greatly through the evangelical crusade after the crusade, but they hindered us a lot. But in 1999, God said, my beloved servant, don't try to fight against them. Don't try to fight with them. Don't try to argue with them. When the proper time comes, then God will set up the people who will fight for you. I believe that. And I've told you even before. And what's happening now is exactly what God said. The day after tomorrow, you will receive a copy of an announcement from the CCK, Council of Korean Council of Churches of Korea, saying that Choi Sam-kyung, who just to test, criticized this church as a heretic, is heretic. And the CCK, Council of Churches of Korea, tried to normalize the churches and the pastors who were criticized and condemned as heretic by Choi Sam-kyung. So when all the situation is normalized, then it's going to be easy for us to actively participate in Korean Christian community. And God has prepared, and now God is doing in His way. So many pastors have been suggesting us to solve this problem of heretic issue. What about holiness churches, the denomination of holiness churches in Korea? Whenever the president of the denomination changes, then they try to come and try to suggest to be united with us. But we couldn't unless they agree the fivefold gospel of sanctification. That's why we just refused. The church should be able to shine the light of life and of truth to many souls who are wandering in the darkness. The brighter the light, the weaker the darkness. The more men of spirit we have in this church, the brighter our spiritual light. When will we have a lot of men of spirit? I've told you already. Year 2013, July, when we have a leadership conference, God said that there will be lots of a men of spirit. So, those who are standing on the rock of those who are not standing on the rock of faith yet, don't be disappointed. You don't need to give up. We need to be protected. We need to go forward. So try your best to stand on the rock of faith. If you have not stood on the rock of faith yet, and if you are standing on the rock of faith now, then just try your best to enter into the level of spirit. You cannot go back. You need to go forward till the end. And that will be the blessing. You must not stop, but marching forward. Those who are not standing on the rock of faith yet, just work hard, and many of you would stand on the rock of faith. And those who are standing on the rock of faith, work hard, and you will enter the level of spirit. That's the promise of God, the Father. Many people will be evangelized, and many people will register as a member of this church, and they should work hard to stand on the rock of faith continually. When the time comes, the man of spirit will shine the light fully with a shepherd in their center. As a result, those who live in sin and evil will get more opportunities to receive salvation. Please remember that to the extent you become spirit and whole spirit, the greater the number will be of souls. They will have the opportunity to be saved. This is the calculation of the spiritual realm. Now you know what a beautiful the men of spirit are. They just give fragrance of Christ. And they counsel you so wonderfully and in detail. The man of spirit is different because they don't have evil in their heart. They are full of spiritual love and the virtue. They are humble. They don't break peace. If they gather together, they are happy. When the man of spirit gather together, they become one immediately. So, even before we enter into the heavenly kingdom, we accomplish the heavenly kingdom on earth. The rich people will serve the needy, and those who are in need will be supported by the church and the rich members, and the people will be healthy, and the members of this church will work hard only to enter into the New Jerusalem. Therefore, not only for your own glory, but even to meet the justice for the salvation of many souls, you should come into spirit. Even by my sacrifice and devotion as your shepherd, many members could get the chance of salvation and the grace of riding on the flow of spirit. Now it is time for you to take the role. It doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice and devote yourself as I did. All you have to do is do your job and have the devotion to come into spirit and Holy Spirit. And as a member of this church, fully shine the spiritual light. Then those dying souls in the dark sin and evil can find the light and come out. As a result, you can also accomplish the providence of God, who wishes to save as many souls as possible in the end time. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, our Lord commanded His disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. The reason God named this church Manmin is to accomplish the providence for the end time. It is to shine the spiritual light on this generation that is under such deep darkness of sin and evil. So, many people are standing on the rock of faith and entering the level of spirit, and they are the people who will awake the whole world. And when we have a leadership conference in East 2013, there will be so many men of spirit. So I'm planning to gather the man of spirit and the man of Holy Spirit and pray for them to receive the power of God individually. If they are in the level of Holy Spirit, then I will pray for them to receive the power of God, power and authority. And for those who enter into the level of spirit, and I will pray for them individually to receive the authority, the ability of God. The man of God received the prayer from the man of God. Even Elisha received the prayer from the Elijah, his teacher. And even Joshua received the power from the Moses. So when God commanded, then I will pray for you, the man of spirit, the man of Holy Spirit. I don't know whether God will tell me to do it when we have a leadership conference in July 2013 or later. But I want you to work hard to enter into the level of spirit and the level of Holy Spirit so that you can receive the power to receive the ability and the power through the prayer. For this, God the Father has prepared many things for this church. He gave us state-of-the-art weapons for the spiritual warfare, and He let many spiritual warriors be born. In the new year 2013, many people will come into spirit and the Holy Spirit in the flow of spirit. Just as Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, "Arise, shine! You and I will shine the light and defeat the darkness." The result is well written in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. It says, "Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising." I've been using this word of God since I established the church. And it is the word of God given to us. Imagine the moment when this word is fulfilled. What a glory it will be to God, and what joy will fill us. It will be the moment when God the Father's providence for the end time is completely accomplished through this church. Therefore, I wish you will come into spirit and Holy Spirit with a sense of duty. May you together accomplish the providence of God the Father and stand together in the line of glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let me just pray for the sick immediately. Father God, lay your hand on us now. from the top of the head to the end of the feet, our intestines and all the organs and the nervous system by the fire of the Holy Spirit be burned and be strengthened both physically and spiritually. Be strengthened both physically and spiritually from the top of the head to the end of the feet by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be strengthened and be scorched. Let the light come down on you. Father, work through the people beyond transcending the time and space. Missionary Javid Lee, for prosperous mission trip to Toronto, Canada from December 21st to 27th. Bless him to have a successful trip. And Charles Jones, who has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, breathing difficulty, be healed. And the Eagle, be healed of bone cancer. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be burned. Benjamin, bless him to get a job. And Alina, bless her to sell the car at a good price. Joshua, bless him to pass the research student test in January next year. Zhang Meiqin, be healed of coldness on stomach and back. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be scorched and be healed. When Huawei, bless her to heal her son's internet addiction. Keep away from internet addiction and be healed. Let the light come down on you. You enemy, devil, Satan, power of darkness, go away. Let the light come down on you. Father God, thank you. Father, from the top of the head to the end of the feet, from the intestines and the nervous system and the internal organs, strengthen it. And let us see well, let us heal well, and strengthen our the internal organs and even the terminal digit, go away, the pneumonia, go away, the skin digit, be healed. Let the light come down on you. If a father walk through with a high blood pressure, low blood pressure, go away and be healed. All the germs and viruses, go away. Let the light come down on you. Be healed, be purified. Father, give us peace. And Father, take hold of the vehicles of these church members and church and bless them to drive well. Bless them to drive well. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.